following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
If you're a homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. More than 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number.
There is no place like Nebraska. Do you hold Nebraska?
This is a dream come true for me. Yeah, I grew up. All I ever wanted to do was be a Husker.
Back to throw is Tater, looking, holding, sets, throws deep downfield, looking toward the end zone. The pass is caught. Touchdown. Kenny Bell pulls it in.
Ball is given to Fryer on an inside handoff. He floats. The 20, the 10. Touchdown, Nebraska.
Hundley gets the snap. Husker send a blitz. Hundley steps up, gets in, goes down. Big sack by the Cornhuskers. Andrew Green on a corner blitz brings him down.
Second down and six. Martinez running, first down, Taylor Martinez. Oh, here he goes. Martinez, can he outrun him? Martinez at the 10. Touchdown, Nebraska. 92 yards.
That'll be back to throw, looking, throwing down toward the end zone as a man out there overshoots it, and it's intercepted. Picked off by Stanley Jean Baptiste in the end zone. The third pick of the night for the Husker defense.
Steve Taylor looks to the five-man Cowboy front, takes the snap, hands it off to Clark, cuts back left side, 30, 32, 33, 35, broke it, out across the 40, 45, he may go, 50, 45, 40, first place from scrimmage, 25, 20, 15, 10, touchdown, touchdown, touchdown! Holy cow, unbelievable, the first play from scrimmage.
Martinez gets a shotgun snap, back to throw, Tater sets, throws over the middle pass, caught, Ben Cotton! Touchdown! And Nebraska has taken the lead!
Nobody's been more dominant than Nebraska. Nothing can compare to it.
Frazier adding more numbers, more yards to those. Oh, they don't have them yet! Look at Tommy Frazier! How many tackles can one man break? Touchdown!
Martinez in trouble. Reverses. Trying to break contain. Martinez up the sideline. Still running. Look at him! Taylor Martinez!
Set, throws, pass, intercepted, Stafford at the 20, 15, 10, Damian Stafford down to the 4-yard line. The Huskers now with a chance to tie it at the Penn State 4. Snap back to McGloin, throws it out to flat to Lehman, the tight end, he makes a catch, Leach fumbles the ball in the end zone, Huskers recover in the end zone, it's a touchback.
Nebraska's thin up front, George is going a little tempo on him, they're trying to set a screen, and it's picked up by Will Compton.
High formation for the Huskers. Zimmer is the fullback. Burkhead the deep back. Play action fake. Tater back looking deep downfield. Has a man out there. The pass is caught. Touchdown. Quincy Anunua. His first 6 points of the year.
Laycock's getting close. Let's see if Taylor's going to be able to get it off. He does. Martinez. Jones was after it. Fired to the end zone. Touchdown, Nebraska. Jamal Turner.
In the 20. High formation. Cross the deep back. They give it off to Amani, right side. He's got a first down, 15-10. Amani crossed it to 5, banging his way to the end zone for a touchdown.
Just to buckle it up one time and see what it feels like to wear that N on the side of your helmet. Because I tell you what, when you got that helmet on, you don't feel like there's anything that you can't accomplish.
Twins to the far side. Huskers do send a blitz. Here comes Compton. Hit it from the outside. They hit Bellamy. Bring him to the turf at the 20-yard line. Ciante Evans with a sack for the Big Red.
O'Brien turns. Hands off Monte Ball. Hit it in the backfield. He stopped. He's short of the first down.
Second and goal. Corner of the end zone. Caught! Touchdown, Nebraska! Jamal Turner made the catch.
Ball spotted at the 36. Thompson now dropping straight back. This one is intercepted by Tomjak. Jeff Tomjak.
Oh, I like that stance.
So he'll get the handoff. It is Hoffman. Hoffman to midfield.
He's got another gear.
They are not going to catch him. Jack Hoffman to the end zone. Husker touchdown.
Super duper awesome. Thanks for the trophy. I'm glad that you are all now on Team Jack. And I know with you we can't lose. Thanks.
Oh, there truly is no place like Nebraska.
And good morning, everyone. The final Monday, the next to last day of 2013. And when you get to be our age, you say it many times, where did it all go? If you're in school, you're going, how come I haven't graduated yet? Doesn't matter if you're the third grade or the 10th grade or you're a senior. It's glad to have you along with us. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Monday. I ask you, as we get ready to talk a little Husker football, a little Gator Bowl, we're going to talk with Chip Towers from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution again, as we promised a couple of weeks ago. We get the very latest on Georgia. Practice has been altered down there because of the wet weather that they are having. In fact, Georgia actually just practiced in their motel yesterday. They got the ballroom and just kind of ran through some stuff inside. Nebraska altered it, moved to another field, and practiced. I don't know if that says anything about the way both teams are approaching the game. I really don't. But we'll find out more from Chip at the bottom of the hour. Our friend Andy from Midway is going to stop by to tell us about their year-end deals at the Midway Auto Dealership, because we're here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Doug Duda, Jim Langan. Happy New Year, Jimmy. How are you?
Hey, real good. How about you, Doug?
I'm fired up. I'm pretty happy. I'm getting ready for a lot of basketball. I've got 8 games over the next 2 days. Randy's got 8 games over the next 2 days. We're going to be at the Ravenna and Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournaments. The Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament today and tomorrow here on ESPN begins at 1:30 today. They'll start at 1 o'clock at Ravenna, and both days will be on Classic Hits 98.9. And 3 of the 4 boys teams undefeated: Ravenna, Overton, Spalding Academy, who was the D2 runner-up in double overtime last year. So it should be some good basketball over the next couple of days. Centura, the other team there, Kearney Catholic, Amherst, North Platte, St. Pat's, Ogallala, the teams that are playing at Cope Gymnasium. The NFL coaching situation, I want to get into that. It seems like these teams just can't wait to fire coaches. It's like an event for them, and it's too bad. They just show them the door. You got a couple of coaches that made the playoffs last year, and they just don't even get a chance. They're just canned and thrown out today in Washington and in Minnesota. I don't know what they want in Minnesota. I can understand Washington. You can see that there's some disconnect there between Coach Shanahan and some of his players, evidently, namely RG3. But I don't know what they want in Minnesota. They're not a good football team, and they found a way to make the playoffs last year, and they're riding their running back in Adrian Peterson. So we'll talk about that as well. But, Jimmy, I ask you, as we get ready for the Gator Bowl, you listen to that Nebraska football open. We play it for the first time in August when we get ready to get going. And we all feel that the new season's upon us, and boy, great things are going to happen. The Nebraska football season, are you still, you know, there's so many highlights and guys that were in there that were supposed to be big this year, like Taylor Martinez and a variety of others that, you know, Jamal Turner, he missed 5 games. A lot of guys that we're going to be hearing from the last month of the season and even in the Gator Bowl, we didn't know their names coming into the season.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I really feel that the Taylor Martinez injury was way bigger than people recognize it. And I don't know why, but I mean, when I visit with people, and sometimes they're not close friends, they're just people I visit mm-hmm. with, and they'll start out the conversation with, I'll tell you one thing, I'm glad we don't have Taylor Martinez. We have to put up with him this week. And I'm thinking, oh, man, I mean, there's no sense us continuing the conversation because we're just going to get in an argument and fight, because I think he was a really the way – you know, here's something that's interesting about football is sometimes, you know, you'll hear somebody say, hey, we got to execute better and we've got to block and it's our technique. And sometimes, you know, you just get the ball to Taylor Martinez and he can be in trouble. And then he can somehow get out of it and make an 87-yard touchdown run. You know, and I don't know how much technique was involved on that play, because I think he just, you know, he got the ball in the right hands. And, you know, that's something we missed this year. We did not have, other than the kickoff return against Penn State. I think it was against Penn State we ran the kickoff back for a touchdown.
Yeah, Kenny Bell.
Other than that play, it was about the only time we ever had anybody just really make a play and break something. You know, we had the interception against Northwestern, which was key. You know, somebody picked off a pass and took it to the house. But other than those two plays, think of something that somebody really just come out and made a heck of a play. About it.
Yeah, you know, the Hail Mary is just a Hail Mary, you know, but for the plays that you're talking about, making big plays, that wasn't Nebraska. The one thing, as we will give our thoughts on Nebraska-Georgia, because tomorrow, very short show, although we will have a little Nebraska content tomorrow and do our Troutman's Trivia before our 11:30 basketball tip. We will have a short show tomorrow. The whole time, I've had a feeling that Nebraska shouldn't be as big of an underdog as they are, which is always scary because the line hasn't moved that much. Maybe a point in Nebraska's favor. They're a 9-point dog right now. But you look just on paper to see Georgia scored in every football game this year. And if Georgia plays their best game, there's no doubt that they could come out and roll Nebraska because I don't know that Nebraska, face it, they may be healthy, but how many of these guys have actually played alongside each other in a game? Has Tommy Armstrong played with in a football game? It's going to be a totally different look. I can see that side of it, but I still have that feeling that Nebraska really wants this football game. And I think 1-2 is a lot more of this. And Georgia, the thing about Georgia is they might be able to get by on a little more natural raw talent because they should have more of it than Nebraska does at this stage in the game. But I still like Nebraska's chances on Wednesday. And I don't think I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. I very rarely do that. And I like Nebraska's chances on Wednesday. What about you?
Well, I agree. I like Nebraska's chances if they can stop the run. If they can actually stop the running game and make this quarterback get out and throw the ball a little bit, and if we can run the ball to some degree, now that means we have to run it tremendously, but we've got to get ourselves, you know, between 150 and 200 yards rushing somehow for the game. And I then just think this is going to come down to special teams, and I think, you know, if we can fix some of the problems that we had on our, you know, on our punt return team, you know, I think we have an opportunity to win the game, Duck. You know, when I do look at how bad Michigan got beat by Kansas State in Minnesota losing, that's not good for the Big Ten. It's not good for the people that we've played. And, you know, when we played Michigan and Minnesota, you know, the games kind of went down maybe to the wire a little bit. Minnesota won by 11, but the games could have gone either way. When Syracuse wins like that and Kansas State wins like that, that's not good because I think Georgia is better than Syracuse, and I think Georgia is better than Kansas State. And I'm not so sure we're better than Minnesota or Michigan that much. So looking at that, I guarantee you, if I'm going to take the Huskers, it's not for much.
I think Nebraska is better than the team that Michigan put on the field the other night. That was the least shocking result in a long, long time. Michigan is not the football team. Everything that could have went wrong basically for Michigan this year outside of that Notre Dame game went wrong for Michigan because, again, I hearken back to Big Ten media days where everybody was talking about Michigan. I could go back and play the quote when I asked Brady Hoke, everybody thinks that you're going to be playing for a national title here next year or in a couple of years. Well, what about this year? Everybody said this wasn't going to be Michigan's year as far as being a powerhouse and winning the division necessarily. They thought maybe they could win the division by default. And those weaknesses showed up. And Minnesota, they should have won that football game. And that's what hurts Big Ten. That's what hurts the Big Ten when you lose games that you should have won. And I think Minnesota should have won that football game.
And, you know, and a new member, Rutgers, coming in, you know, played Notre Dame tough, but, you know, got away from him to the end. So I'm like you, you got to be so careful with that. There's other things out there that appear. And, again, we talked the other day about the Pac-10, you know, having some success in the bowl games. And, you know, so if they continue to do that, they're going to be a conference that everyone's going to look at. It'll be interesting to see after January 1st if they still like the Southeastern Conference. Or is it the Pac-10 that's going to come over and they're going to be talking about, hey, there's a little bit more even, because it's probably not going to be the Big Ten that everybody's talking about.
Another thing, well, they'll never talk about the Big Ten because it's the Big 12.
Yeah, there you go.
And the Pac-12.
There you go. Yeah.
But we were so used to that.
Yeah.
One more thing on Nebraska. Everybody's been talking about the weakness on Georgia is in the secondaries or pass defense. They give up a lot of passing yards. That's not Nebraska's strength. Will Nebraska do anything different? Will they utilize a fullback? Will they get Amir Abdullah out of the backfield? And I'm not talking screen passes to Amir Abdullah. I'm talking wheel routes. You can call it a screen pass if you want to give him a 5-yard dump over the middle. I like to think of a screen pass as anything that's just a little dump behind the line of scrimmage. But if he releases and gets out there or any running back, You know, will they utilize a fullback to give Tommy Armstrong some protection in the backfield so he can set his feet a little bit and get a shot to take it down the field? Will we see more protection in the backfield, or will Nebraska, as they did against a couple of teams this year that were supposedly able to stop the run, and just try to line up and see if they can run the ball against Georgia? And if they can, maybe that shortens the game a little bit and gives Nebraska a better chance. We'll find out about all of that on Wednesday. If you'd like to join us on the program today, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can tweet us at ESPN 1460-1550. The Dent Popper inbox email, as always, is Doug and Daddy. Spell out and Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Our Facebook is ESPN Superstation. So we've got all that coming up. The NFL playoffs are set. Yeah, okay, John. Get back to work. Okay, Doug, sorry about the Cowboys' tough loss. Your take, if Nebraska only loses a lineman for the year and the defense was somewhat good, where do you think we would be? Happy New Year, guys. Yeah, the Cowboys. We can get to that. It's either lose this week or lose next week. Although, you know, playing the Saints at home, I don't know. They would have had all kinds of incentive after they beat their brains in earlier this year. But your take, if Nebraska only loses a lineman for the year and the defense was somewhat good, where do you think we would be? Well, the defense, obviously, is about as improved as any section of any football team Nebraska has ever had this year. And hopefully that shows up on Wednesday. Coulda, woulda, shoulda. The biggest loss of this football team was Taylor Martinez. That's my opinion. Yeah. Not every fan shares it. I think most of the coaches, most of the players, and most of the media that covers the team on a daily basis will say that. 90-plus percent will say that was the biggest loss for Nebraska this year.
Oh, there's no doubt about it that's what the biggest loss was, Doug. I mean, there's no doubt about it when you have a guy that's played in 40 football games, started, you know, and they, when they talk about, if you look nationwide and they talk about the five quarterbacks and who had the most touchdowns and the most yards rushing career-wise, and Taylor Martinez is in the top five,
yeah.
You know, when they put that stuff out. So, yeah, that's got to be it. The one thing about last year, let's get back on Michigan State. Let's talk about Michigan State last year. Michigan State lost, I think, five games by like 3 points or less.
A ton of close games, yeah.
You know, so now all of a sudden, they turn that thing around and get a couple breaks, and now look at them. They're not. They're playing in the Rose Bowl. They're playing in a big time game.
They
now
had a backup quarterback step in and take over their football team. That was what was missing. Well, one of the things, but they had no offense.
That's correct. And the thing with Nebraska is they had we went 8-4, and the trouble of it is we, in the four games that we lost, you know, UCLA kind of took it to us in the second half. Iowa kind of got us, you know what I mean? At one time, we had to come from behind, and we're always behind Michigan State in the entire game. So, you know, and Minnesota wins by 11. I mean, yeah, maybe we could have won one of those games, but look at the games that we won. We beat Michigan, barely, and we beat Northwestern on the Hail Mary. You know, so we had a couple games that we really caught Penn State in overtime. We caught some breaks in some of the games we won. So I just don't know how much we were going to improve this year on without Taylor Martinez.
College football is going on. Navy scored right away, and they're in the last minute of the first quarter. It's Navy 7 and Middle Tennessee 3. Later today, Georgia Tech and Mississippi is game 2 of the 4 today in the Music City Bowl. Then tonight, Mack Brown coaches his final game for Texas as they take on Oregon in the Alamo Bowl. And then here on ESPN Radio, after all the basketball, it's Texas Tech and Arizona State in the Holiday Bowl, kicking off tonight at 9:15. And then a slew of games tomorrow. Hope you've got off to a good start on the Doug and Daddy Bowl Bonanza, with prizes available from Russell's Appliance, along with Troutman's Quality Meats, Cunningham's, Big Dally's Deli, and so many more. Thanks to all the entrants, and we will keep you up to date when a few more games get played, especially when we get back Thursday and Friday after New Year's, kind of let you know where we are at. But I know he is geared up for the end of the year, and I know he is geared up to watch some football on hopefully a day off January 1st. Andy from Midway is with us, and he's running around. He's sweating. How's it going, buddy?
Good. How you doing? I'm actually just sitting here updating my resume. There was a lot of opportunities that came open today. And it actually, I'm flying down to Tampa. We're trying to straighten out this contract deal, but I think Ryan's going to take the GM job down there, and I'm going to go down and coach Levante David, and I think, you know, Warren Sapp's talking about coming out of retirement, so I think we're going to make it happen.
Yeah, that's a tough gig. I saw yesterday, by the way, as much crap as Levante David took for what I still say was a bad call in week one against the Jets, yesterday it was something like 100 tackles, 5 interceptions, and what was it, 5 fumble recoveries. It was some insane stat. He was only the second player in NFL history, Brian Urlacher the other, to accomplish that feat for a Tampa Bay team that obviously wasn't that good. So some ex-Huskers getting the job done in the NFL. And I know, Andy, you guys are getting the job done out at Midway Auto Dealership. It's a busy time when folks are trying to maybe take care of some tax purposes or just get some end-of-the-year buying done.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Friday and Saturday, we're very fortunate. I had to tell all the new salespeople, I said, normally the last 5 working days of the year in December won't be in the 50s, but while we have the opportunity, we're going to run with it. We were blessed last week, you know, Thursday through Saturday in the 50 degrees, and today it's supposed to be 50, and tomorrow it's supposed to be 50. We actually sold on Friday and Saturday about 37 vehicles between both stores, and it's a testament to what the manufacturers are doing right now. They're coming out getting super aggressive on all their incentives that they have out here. And I was telling somebody, I said, it's a combination of 3 things. I said, you have record low interest rates, you have record incentives from the manufacturers, and then at the same time, we need good quality used vehicles. And we're giving top dollar for them right now. So you go ahead and kind of take that perfect scenario, throw in some 50-degree weather in December, throw in some great tax incentives for some people out there, small business owners that ain't going to be around next year for the same type of deductions, and then you throw in low interest rates, used vehicles at all-time record highs for trade values, and then you throw in great incentives, and I'll tell you what, it's just been a perfect storm, and we're very, very fortunate. There's a ton of people out there that have chose to do business with Midway over this last year, and those are the people that make everything possible. We'd like to sit here and think that we're really good at what we do, but at the same time, we're not that naive, and we can go ahead and acknowledge that because of the support from the community, because everybody out there, it's allowed us to have a good 2013, and as long as you guys keep buying vehicles from us, we're going to keep selling them, and we're going to keep giving you great deals.
Andy, one more before we let you go here, because I think a lot of folks, maybe they're buying for the first time, maybe they're getting out of college. Is there an advantage to get something in the next 2 days versus what might be coming up when the calendar turns to January?
Yes, and there is. That is a very, very, very true statement. And the reason that I say that is it's just like any other business. You know, General Motors, Chrysler, everybody's trying to finish off their fiscal year. Everybody wants to, you know, hit their objective, hit their quotas. And just over the last week, General Motors and also Chrysler have come out with extra incentives, extra rebates. And I have people saying, hey, well, I really don't plan on doing something for 30 to 45 days. And all I can tell them, and I'm being completely honest with them, is the vehicles are going to be here, but the deals aren't going to be as good. So if you're even thinking about going ahead and looking at getting a vehicle here maybe in the first half of 2014, you know what? Come in, come see us. Come see what we're doing right now. And I can promise you there's a lot of great incentives out there. There's a lot of great buying options. Maybe we just want to go ahead and put your payment out for 90 days so it doesn't start till March. Whatever you want to do, we've got the solution down here, but there's no way you're going to get anything figured out unless you can get to Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac or Midway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram.
All right, Andy, go Big Red. We appreciate doing business with you again in 2013. Look forward to our continued partnership in 2014, buddy. Have a great new year.
Hey, you too, buddy. I'll talk to you later.
Take care, Andy, from the Midway Auto Dealership. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on the Doug and Daddy Show, and Chip Towers from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution is right around the corner. Stay with us here on ESPN Radio.
Surviving the holidays and maintaining your waistline takes more than willpower, unless you've got Complete Nutrition on your side. If it's stress, appetite control, or just having the peace of mind knowing you'll make it through the holidays without packing on the pounds, just come into Complete Nutrition today. We have custom plans and products that will be focused on you. For a limited time, you can play our scratch card game and win big. You can even get your entire purchase for free. You're guaranteed to win at least 25%, maybe 50%, 75%, or even 100% off your entire purchase. Lose the stress, avoid the guilt, and be in control of your health this season. Stop into Complete Nutrition today to play our guaranteed to win scratch card game for 25, 50, 75, even 100% off your entire purchase. Hurry in before this offer runs out.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Radio. If you're a homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments,
You deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. More than 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Whether you're planning on painting the town red or heading home early to ring in the new year, first, enjoy Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill's New Year's Eve buffet from 5 until 9, featuring tender, juicy melts-in-your-mouth prime rib, as well as chicken and pork, soup and salad. Reservations are welcome. Bullseye's also serves up their full regular menu from 5 until 10. Bullseye's Sports Bar and Grill. West 2nd, across from the water park in Hastings.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service. From seasoned pros like Steve Baradol and Tino Martinez, TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Monday, the 30th day of December. Doug Duda, Jim Langan in just a moment. Chip Towers from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution is going to join us. In the meantime, let's take a look at our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Over the weekend, we asked you about NBA. There was an idea out there that the NBA draft lottery could be replaced by each team picking in a predetermined first-round slot once every 30 years, meaning that at least you know someday you're going to get a first-round pick. Would that be a good idea or not? 77% didn't like that. Now, our last Huskers question of the week, or of the football season, how will Nebraska fare against Georgia in the Gator Bowl? Vote on our Midtown Mart cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. How will the Huskers fare against Georgia in the Gator Bowl? They'll win, they'll lose, but they'll cover the 9 points, or Georgia will cover in this football game. Vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com. How will the Huskers fare against Georgia in the Gator Bowl? That is our Midtown Mart cooler question for this Monday. And again, you can vote at ESPNSuperstation.com. Glad to have you along with us as we continue to bring you great sports action here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Nebraska wrapping up their final full-scale practice down in Jacksonville today. They have a little light work tomorrow, and then, of course, the kickoff is set for 11 o'clock Central Time on Wednesday morning. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and once again, we are pleased to welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show Chip Towers from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, AJC.com. You can check out all the very latest. And Chip, are you staying dry? Good morning.
Yeah, we finally got some sun down here. Kind of broke through late yesterday afternoon. Woke up this morning to, you know, bright, clear, sunny skies. A little bit of cool breezes. I mean, nothing for those corn huskers, you know, but for us southern types, a little cool breeze blowing in now. But it looks like we're going to have some really good weather for the game, and that's good, both for the game and the fans coming in at this point the next couple of days, because it's been mostly gray and wet up until now.
Chip, before we get into Georgia and Nebraska and the practice that they went through yesterday, and while they've been down there, Georgia Tech plays this afternoon. Any thoughts on their matchup with Ole Miss in the Music City Bowl?
Yeah, that's one that's tough to call. A lot of times when you get into these bowl situations, you kind of look for who's got the motivational edge, and I'm not sure who does in that game. I think one of the issues being the Liberty Bowl and in Tennessee, there's a big Ole Miss Rebels contingent up there, and I would imagine there'll be a decidedly home field advantage kind of for the Rebels in that game. But, Tech's one of those. You got two factors. You got Tech who can control the ball, and I'm telling you, that option, it's just so difficult to defend because they run it so well. But the flip side of that is when you get them in the bowl game, you've had a month to prepare for it. So, it's a lot better than having to prepare for it in 1 week. So, I think I'm talking myself into thinking the Rebels are a little better suited in this contest. But, man, who knows? Bowls are such a wild card.
Well, let's get into what has happened since we last talked to you about 10 days ago. Because of the weather, Nebraska actually moved from North Florida to try and find a turf, at least, area that they could practice on yesterday. Georgia just went ahead and stayed inside and ran through some things there at the hotel. Take us through that and what Coach Rick had to say about not being able to get on the field.
Yeah, I liked our headline that our headline writers wrote in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution is Georgia has a waltz around in ballroom as opposed to walk around. Georgia insisted it didn't set them back too much because they had planned on having a walkthrough practice anyway. But, they're in the grand ballroom of the Omni Hotel in downtown Jacksonville. And what they did was they had the defense go while the offense met. And the offense went in, and the defense met, and then special teams came in. Though I am assured there was no kicking, and all chandeliers survived. they were able to work on their protections and that kind of thing. I mean, I was surprised they didn't do it. Nebraska, both of them are practicing in the mornings out here. Nebraska simply postponed their practice until the afternoon, and it cleared out pretty good yesterday afternoon. It was actually 72, 74 degrees, And Nebraska got a bad draw on the practice facility. I mean, they come down and scout these things, and they agreed to having what they needed at North Florida. But the bad weather, I think they were playing, practicing on a soccer pitch rather than a football field that had been retrofitted, and it was flat. And, once they practiced on it once or twice, they just chewed it up, and it was unusable. But they moved out. North of Jacksonville to I forget the name of the youth sports complex, but those guys have won a few national championships in youth football, so it's one of those real nice suburban areas, have really good field turf field, and so they're out there now, and I'm sure they've got what they need.
Hey, this is Jim Langan, and hey, I watched the Georgia Tech-Georgia game, and Georgia had to really come from behind to win that football game. They ran the ball, but it looked like towards the end they could run just easily, 15 yards a play, et cetera. And we were talking earlier that if Nebraska could stop the run, the Georgia run, and just make them have to throw the ball some, it really would give them an opportunity to win. Your thoughts?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I mean, I think that's a good matchup. I think Nebraska has a very good secondary. Obviously, Aaron Murray had his way with most of those guys last year, but Aaron Murray's not here. Four of the five players back there are seniors. The other one's a junior, very experienced. And Hudson Mason, not very experienced. Obviously, he led Georgia to a comeback victory in that Georgia Tech game, but he was shaky early on in his first start, and this will be just a second. And there's no question. Georgia seeks to achieve perfect balance if they can. They'd like to be 50-50 run and pass. And Todd Gurley could run it all day. I mean, there's no telling what kind of numbers he might put up if Georgia was a more run-oriented team. But they believe in balance. They believe in their pro-style offense. And it would behoove Nebraska greatly to, get in there and stuff. I'm sure that's what they'll do. I mean, I'm sure they'll put 7-8 in the box and dare the first-year starter quarterback to throw on them. And they got some issues with receiver, too. Chris Conley, their leading wide receiver, sprained his ankle in Friday's practice. He came back today, But, I mean, that was a real deal sprain on Friday, and he's going to try to play on Wednesday. So that's a difficult matchup for Georgia as well. We'll have to see how much number 31 Chris Conley gets back.
Chip Towers of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Doug Duda and Jim Langan. And Chip, by reading your update today, maybe some illness is also coming through the camp. Nobody ever likes to have that anytime, especially during game week.
Yeah, a little bit of a bug going around, though. There's a theory within the beat writer corps of Georgia that there could actually be food poisoning at work. One of the beat writers who covers the Georgia team got sick from eating wings at Hooters down here on the landing the other night, and the same night as several of Georgia's offensive players happened to be in there, and then the next thing we know, we have a fallen comrade, and then Georgia's talking about some of their offensive players and linemen were down with a bug. So the bottom line is all those guys are coming back. I believe there's two walk-ons at this point that are still down with some sort of bug and that aren't going to play. But everybody who's in the rotation, including Todd Gurley, who came down with the same thing, they were all practicing. And Coach Rick said today they feel like they're all going to be okay.
Yeah, guys, wouldn't be the first time Hooters has brought down a good man, has it? So,
That's right. I'm not admitting I was there. I'm not saying I was there.
Chip, since we last talked as well, we know Nebraska is going to be without a key cog in defensive end, Avery Moss, who is staying back for what Coach Pelini is only saying is personal reasons. A couple of guys in Josh Harvey-Clemens, Sheldon Dawson, they've been ruled out for disciplinary reasons since we last talked. How will that affect, and who can fill in, and will they do it admirably?
Yeah, that's a pretty much a mystery at this point. I mean, we have a pretty strong idea of what your fill-in situation is going to be there at Georgia, and really it's more of a kind of moving the tiles around than it is getting, an untried, person on the field. Georgia has had a lot of issues in their secondary this year. Obviously, they're young. Four of the five starters in the back end are first-year starters, and then all their backups, or most of them, are true freshmen. So, again, I don't know what Nebraska's situation. I should ask you guys because I just haven't had a chance to get into it at this point. I don't know what's going to happen in the quarterback position in this game, but if Nebraska can throw the ball at all, that's going to be an advantage for them. Now, the guys that are going to fill in for Josh Harvey-Clemens and Sheldon Dawson have all played a good bit, so it's not like you're going to have somebody wet behind the ears, getting in there and filling in. But, you just look at Georgia's pass defense numbers. You have to run the ball. They're pretty good against the run. They're fifth in the SEC, and there's some incredible run-stopping teams in the SEC against the run. So, definitely – I think Nebraska's got to look for a way to throw the football and take advantage of that.
Yeah, that's a good point you made about the quarterback situation. Last year, both teams had tremendous quarterbacks, and they both had nice games in the bowl game. This year, I think that's going to be the key. And I'm not so sure it's the quarterback that has to make things happen. It's the quarterback that doesn't get his team in trouble, does not throw a couple picks, or does some ill-advised things. I think that might be more of the key of the game than actually coming out and somebody's going to throw three touchdown passes.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, I think you'll see a conservative game plan on both parts because, you got rookies under center on both sides of the ball, And so, Pelini and Rick, those guys have both been around for a long time, and they'll do everything possible, to win this game, with defense and special teams. And turnovers are always a huge factor. They were, they were big for Nebraska in the loss against Georgia last year. And actually, Georgia had some early turnovers in that game that kind of kept Nebraska in it. So taking care of the football is always going to be a huge issue, as well as special teams, which hasn't exactly been a strong suit for Georgia either. So, I expect – I've covered this Georgia team all year, and pretty much every game has come down to the fourth quarter and in many cases the last possession, and I don't expect anything different this week.
last minute here with Chip Towers at the Atlanta Journal-Constitution on the Doug and Daddy Show. Chip, we all know that Todd Gurley is going to be the key offensively. Nebraska does have Amir Abdullah, but at least they've got some other guys that they'll spell him with a little bit. If Todd is actually sick or if something happens, or what else do you have in the running game that Nebraska has to be prepared for on Wednesday?
Well, yeah, I mean, Georgia has two true freshmen, you know, behind Todd Gurley, and they actually did a pretty good job. You know, Nebraska fans, you know, won't be playing any violins to hear about Georgia's situation, but, you know, they had eight starters miss a total of 37 and a half games this season. Todd Gurley missing four of them. Keith Marshall, who is backup, it was almost a 1A, 1B situation. Nebraska fans may remember Keith Marshall from last year. I remember he had at least one touchdown in that game. I mean, a big-time player. He's out with a knee injury for the year. So you drop down pretty quick to three true freshmen. And they did a good job this year, J.J. Green and Brendan Douglas. But Georgia also lost to Missouri and Vanderbilt while Todd Gurley was out. So keeping Todd Gurley on the field is going to be important Saturday. And he's, you know, I mean, he's a great back, guys. I mean, I don't know how much you've seen of him. You saw some of him last year. You know, he misses four games this year, and he's still – online to go over 1,000 yards for the season in this game. If he can, I think he needs 100 yards or so to go over 1,000 yards for the season in this game. And I mean, he's going to be an early, you know, mention at least for the Heisman Trophy next year. He's that kind of player.
Well, Chip, the only way that we want to play Georgia again next year is like maybe the national championship game. So, you know, it's
yeah, enough of that, right?
It's fun chatting with you. Enjoy the game and the next couple of days down there in Jacksonville. And we always appreciate the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good luck.
You got it.
Take care,
right,
folks. See, you can read everything that Chip has up on AJC.com, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Follow him on Twitter as well. He's doing a great job covering the Georgia Bulldogs, and as we said, Georgia Tech playing this afternoon against Ole Miss in the Gator Bowl. And, Jimmy, I just double-checked the weather forecast down there in Jacksonville. 50% chance of rain on Wednesday for the football game. Looks like it could rain overnight. Then in the morning, pretty decent to 20% chance, and then maybe more around once the game gets underway. Maybe second quarter we could see some rain again, and that would seem to affect a freshman quarterback throwing the football, wouldn't it?
I would definitely say so, but I do think if the weather's horrible, to advantage Nebraska. There's a team that's scoring way more points per game than Nebraska is, and I think that would be a great equalizer when somebody's a 9 or 10-point favorite going into the game. He is right about the Gurley. I watched him a couple times, the running back. Remember him a little bit from last year, but watched, you know, the way he ran the football in a couple games this year. You know, he is probably, Doug, at least one of the top 20 running backs in the nation. Overall, and I think without that injury, he possibly would have been a difference maker, and Georgia wouldn't be in this bowl game. They'd be playing in something later on, this afternoon, you know,
bigger game,
yeah, big time, maybe one of the top five bowl games. So with his injury, that was a key injury, and he's back. He's a tremendous player. We've got to be able to stop that run. If we can stop the run to some degree, Nebraska's got a chance. If not, this guy could run for over 200 yards.
We'll look at our NFL selections from the beginning of the year and give you our Husker selection in just a moment. When we talk Husker football, we also talk T&L, and at T&L Center Pivot owners have come to expect quality and dependability with every T&L irrigation system. Make sure that you assure yourself many more years of reliable irrigation by scheduling your annual preventative maintenance program today. Call your independent T&L dealer to thoroughly inspect your machine from the pivot point to the overhang. T&L irrigation systems, easier on you for a lifetime. We'll be right back.
In the center of Nebraska, Platte Valley Auto is centered on you. We understand that we have the best customers anywhere. That inspires us to be a great place to buy your next car, truck, or van. You see, at Platte Valley Auto, we get it. This is all about building relationships. If we help you find what you want, you'll come back. So why not work hard from the start? So come on down to Platte Valley Auto in beautiful downtown Lexington, or see us at PlatteValleyAuto.com, where we've been selling cars and making friends for over 32 years.
Selling cars and making friends.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show.
But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Quaker State and Walmart want to celebrate all you do-it-yourselfers. All you I-can-fix-everything with a roll of duct tape. The I-work-hard-for-my-money, so finding the best price shouldn't be another full-time job kind of people. Because when you want the job done right at the right price, you do it yourself. Trust the motor oil that's durable enough to have been tested in real-world driving conditions and still passed critical tests for brand-new oil. So stop in at your local Walmart and pick up a 5-quart jug of conventional Quaker State motor oil today for only $14.47. Real, durable oil. See QuakerState.com for details.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see considerable cloud cover and some sunny breaks at times as well as we head through the day today with a high temperature of 46. Winds will also turn to the northwest and increase to 15 to 30. Then with partly cloudy skies tonight, we'll head back to a low of 19. Right now it's 30.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Monday. Heading you towards the top of the hour, high school basketball this afternoon. The Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament here on ESPN Radio. The Ravenna Holiday Tournament starts at 1 on Classic Hits 98.9. A couple of UNK football notes, Jimmy. They've hired a new wide receiver coach, our buddy Kenny Jackson, leaving to go closer to home, back out to California. And they will replace him with Matt Miller. The new wide receivers coach played his college ball at Idaho. Last year, he was the receivers coach at Mesa Community College in Arizona, where they went 8-3. And Stephen Gooden, former Loper yesterday, he played for the New York Giants on the line in their victory in Week 17. So UNK has another football player that suits up and plays in the National Football League. Great for him.
Good. That is good.
So glad to see that, and we'll see if Gooden can hang on there. A couple of other things from the weekend. Nebraska women just destroy Oral Roberts, as Connie Urie kind of said yesterday as politely as she could. Oral Roberts was in the NCAA tournament last year, but you don't know what they're going to be like when they schedule them, and, well, they're 1-9. And Nebraska got 30 points from Jordan Hooper and 11 rebounds. Just outstanding. They will open Big Ten play Thursday, hosting Northwestern, 8 o'clock on the Big Ten Network. Nebraska opens Big Ten play tomorrow night against Mike Gesell and Iowa on the road, 6 o'clock on the Big Ten Network for New Year's Eve. Taran Petaway, 22 points, but Cincinnati was just too good for Nebraska on Saturday. I watched the majority of that game on Saturday morning, and Nebraska is what you think they are. They play hard, and they do with what they have, but they just don't have enough talent to play with these very good teams, and danger for Nebraska. They play tough, at Cincinnati. Now they go to nationally ranked Iowa, and then they're at nationally ranked top three Ohio State on Saturday. And you just hope that they survive. Just if they get a win in any of those, and now it's down to two, that would be amazing. Obviously, their best chance is going to be tomorrow at Iowa. They've got no chance at Ohio State.
Yeah, Cincinnati beat them like 65-50, wasn't it, Doug? Was that close to what the score was?
No.
No, it wasn't?
No, not even close. 74-59.
Okay. 65-50.
Not even close.
Yeah, 16-point game. Close. Sorry. I said it was 15, and they got to beat by 60. Yeah. All right, sorry.
Not even close.
No, but hey, there's a big difference if it was 15 and a half. Let's put it that way, though.
As you take a look at the new rankings that are out, the women are out, the men are not out yet. We'll probably get those within the hour. Hastings College women will host ninth-ranked Southwestern of Kansas at the top 20 matchup tonight at Lynn Farrell Arena. Tip-off is set for 6 o'clock at Lynn Farrell Arena. The Hastings men getting back today from Miami. Quick trip down there. I hope they at least enjoyed a little time down at Miami of Florida. They lost to 19th-ranked St. Thomas, 83-74 Saturday. Came back with a 76-57 dominating performance of Florida Memorial yesterday. They're 12-3. So that's what is going on with the men. They will join the women up at Corn Palace on Saturday, playing Dakota Wesleyan. The new men's rankings are out, and Arizona is number one. Ohio State sitting at number three, and that's the top 10. Iowa, I assume, is still in there somewhere down the way. So also wanted to mention the other holiday tournament gets underway today is Aurora. That's where Hastings St. Cecilia is playing. They play Beatrice in the first round, and Aurora plays Norfolk Catholic. Tri-City Storm went 1-1 over the weekend, beating Sioux Falls 3-1. They play on the road at Sioux Falls twice this weekend. We will take a break and finish up the Doug and Daddy Show, look at the Super Bowl odds as of now, and see how our preseason picks did after this.
Everyone wants to be a loser.
What?
Well, sure, if they're losing weight.
All right, what are you up to?
Well, I just wanted to tell everyone about the Hastings YMCA Lose to Win Challenge starting January 12th. It's kind of like the TV show Biggest Loser, but anyone can be a part of this local weight loss challenge. Lose to Win is a 10-week program where participants meet with a fitness coach each week to weigh in, set exercise and nutrition weight loss goals, and review individual progress logs. Participants get to meet with a registered dietitian, attend motivational seminars, engage in fun fitness challenges, all while working with certified personal trainers.
Is it a competition?
Well, yeah. And at the end of 10 weeks, the top three people with the most percentage of weight loss will receive prizes. Registration is $100 for Y members and $200 for non-members, which includes a temporary membership for the 10-week program.
I would be proud to be a loser. Where do I sign up?
At either Hastings Y locations. Lose to Win starts January 12th. Register by January 9th.
The Hastings Family Y, enhancing the quality of life in our community.
Come on in, let the games begin.
You already know where you're going to be at midnight on New Year's Eve. We know where you should be for dinner. Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to join us for dinner on New Year's Eve. We will be offering prime rib and succulent crab legs starting at 5 p.m. until the steam pot is empty. And don't forget to designate a driver. HK Sports Bar and Grill, located at West J Street and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Come on in, let the games begin.
If you're a homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. More than 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 30.
See the latest trends in home building and home furnishings during the Kearney Home Builders Show, January 10th through the 12th at the Buffalo County Expo Center. There will be hundreds of ideas for better living. Register to win patio furniture that will be given away. 1 to 8 on Friday, 10 to 8 on Saturday, and 11 to 5 on Sunday. $3 per person and 12 and under get in free. It's the 31st Annual Home Builders Show, January 10th through the 12th at the Buffalo County Expo Center in Kearney, courtesy of the Kearney Area Builders Association.
Sportsman's is celebrating the new year with their famous Primetime Prime Rib Dinner for two, only $30. That's two prime rib dinners that includes two salad bars and two complimentary bottles of wine for only $30. Celebrate the end of 2013 and the beginning of 2014 at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon. Dinner starts at 4. Reservations are accepted and appreciated. Happy holidays to you and yours from everyone at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in Gibbon.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. A happy new year from all the folks at Bruce Furniture and Floor Covering in Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. If you got a little Christmas cash that you want to spend on yourself or your family, now's the chance to do it at Bruce Furniture. Bruce Furniture has free professional delivery, free setup, free haul away, and they take care of you with expert service after the sale. Only the top name brands like Vaughn Bassett, England, Best Chairs, Lane, Lazy Boy, Ashley, of course, Tempur-Pedic, Serta, and Southern Motion. It's all there for you, and they've been there for 36, and as soon as the calendar changes, that'll be 37 years. The great folks at Bruce Furniture in Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. Jeffrey has pulled out some of our predictions from earlier in the year, where on April 23rd, apparently, I said mark it down, that the Cowboys would make the playoffs. I'm astonished that they didn't. They were a play away. A lot of plays away. What'd they say? 5 losses by 3 points or less this year?
Yeah, they had a ton. They were probably
2 points or less?
Yeah.
5 losses by 2 points or less. That's a 13-3 football team. Now, they're not going to win them all.
No, but you're right. If they go 11-5, yeah, that'd have done it.
They're
right.
Starting to get that enigma. They're starting to get that tag. If they haven't had it already. Of course, Damon Day on that same day said the Browns would go 6-10. They fired their coach. They didn't get to those 6 wins, Jimmy, which is amazing.
And that was on April 23rd?
Yeah. Let's take a look at our picks from the preseason. 4, Jimmy, you did pretty well. You had Philadelphia winning the NFC East. Ding. You had Green Bay winning the NFC North. Ding. You had New Orleans winning the NFC South. Well, they're a wild card. They're in. And then you had San Francisco and Seattle getting in. So there you go. The only one you missed was getting Carolina in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Who else did you have in here? Detroit? Who did he have in, Jeff? I only see 5 of them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Who am I missing? Oh, the Atlanta Falcons.
Well, he had Atlanta in over Carolina.
Okay, there you cross out Atlanta. All right, so you had Atlanta in. You missed Carolina. In the AFC, New England's in. Yep. Cincinnati's in. Yep. Cleveland. Nope. Indy. Yep. Houston. Nope. Denver. Yep. So there you go. Boy. So 9-3 for Jimmy. 9-3. Let's see how Doug do. Dallas. Washington. Ooh, did I really write that down? Yikes. Green Bay. Correct. Atlanta. No. New Orleans. Yes. San Francisco. Yes. I thought Seattle, and I still stand by this. I will puke if they win the Super Bowl. There you go. There's my puke of the year again. If they win the Super Bowl, they're the opposite of Dallas. They won all those games that they should have lost. Dallas lost all the ones they should have won. And I'm not saying that Seattle and Dallas are even, but you just go look. In the AFC, New England, yep. Cincinnati, yep. I had Baltimore. They should have been in, but they choked yesterday. Tennessee, that was kind of my long shot. They were okay. Also, I said the Rams would be pretty good this year. They were one win away from being 500. Of course, my big bomb was Houston, and then I had Denver in as well. So Jimmy does better on the picks, and I still have one of my Super Bowl teams alive, and you have both of your Super Bowl teams alive. You had the Patriots over San Francisco, and of course, I had Houston over New Orleans. But remember last year?
You hit it last year, and you know, I'm glad you did, because I mean, that word you use, you just got through saying, if they win, you're going to, what did you say you're going to do?
Puke.
Yeah. Don't do it on the show. And if you are going to do it on the show, do it when Randy or Damon are co-hosting. Don't do it when I do. That would upset me.
You know what the problem is? You know what the problem is?
What is the problem?
The day after the Super Bowl will be a Monday. You'll probably co-host.
I'll probably co-host. But you know what? You could do that on a Sunday night.
Look how hot I am to start our bowl picks, too. Woohoo! 4-4? Am I 4-4? No, 3-4. That's even better. I got Navy going today. They're up 10-3. How'd you do? You've only missed two, so you're 5-2.
Yeah, definitely the Syracuse-Minnesota game I missed.
And God, I picked Miami. Good job.
And I had Cincinnati and North Carolina. I just thought that the North Carolina and Miami of Florida both would not cover, but one of them did and one didn't. So, yeah.
There you go. All right, let's get out of here. Here's what the LVH Sportsbook says from Las Vegas. Seattle, your favorite at 2-1, and Denver at 5-2. New England and San Francisco, 7-1. Carolina, 10-1. Cincinnati and Green Bay, 16-1. The Saints, the Colts, and the Eagles, 25-1. The Chiefs, 30-1. Weren't they 9-0? And San Diego, 40-1. What are you looking at, Jimmy? I say, if you can get the Chiefs at 30-1, I would take them right now. I'm not picking them to win the Super Bowl, but as we do with Mike Perenio, you're looking for good odds. I would say Kansas City, and I wouldn't shy away from Philadelphia at 25-1. I don't think Philadelphia's going to win it, but I wouldn't shy away from those.
I'm not afraid of San Diego at 41. Last time I knew, they won at Denver. And they won at Kansas City, and that was with the first team. They just had a little trouble with the JVs yesterday.
Well, I don't think they could beat any of the defenses in the NFC. I don't like San Diego, but that's why they're 40-1, and there you go. You still like your Super Bowl prediction right now, New England, San Francisco?
Well, if I could get off the hook and take the other five teams, I could take them right now. The way everybody's playing, it's up for grabs. It really is.
Jimmy, we'll see you on Friday after the ball game on Wednesday. Enjoy the game.
Yes, that'll be fun.
All right, and we want to thank Chip Towers, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Tomorrow, very short Doug and Daddy show, but we'll go back to Jacksonville, talk a little Husker football. High school basketball coming your way this afternoon on ESPN and Classic Hits. Have a good one, folks.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.